Would you like to accelerate your career and reach your full potential in just minutes a day? Welcome to the LeadX Show with New York Times bestselling author and Inc. 500 entrepreneur, Kevin Cruz.
Hello, everyone. Kevin Cruz here. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about the no-quit mindset. But first, congratulations. You believe in lifelong learning. You believe that to achieve more, we must become more. You believe that leadership in all its forms is the key to making an impact. Whether you listen during your morning commute or maybe on your morning run, you know that LeadX helps you to stand out and to get ahead. LeadX is the smartest way to start your day. Today's 1 minute career tip is read a book. In fact, read a book at least one a month. I do about 4 or 5 books a week for this show. Now, of course, I want you to be a lifelong learner. We talk about that all the time. But reading a book a month gives you a tactical advantage. Just pick one of the books off the business bestseller list. Read the book, skim the book, maybe get one of those book summaries. But once you do that, now you have a way to be interesting to your clients, a way to be helpful to your peers, a way to stand out and provide value to your boss. And all along the way, you're going to be building up your personal brand as someone who keeps up with current trends, who's smart, who has good ideas. The tip for today is read a book. Now, our guest today is an executive coach, trainer, keynote speaker. He's the founder and president of No Quit Living and the host of a popular podcast of the same name. Our guest is Christopher Wirth. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. It's an honor to be here.
Great to have you. And you know, I always start off with the same first question. I want you to reveal some pain for us. Share a time when you failed, because we want to know what you learned from it so we could learn along with you.
You know, Kevin, that's a great question. Unfortunately, I have to say I've never failed. Just kidding. No, I think that is a very good question. I have a good answer. It's not a very sexy answer, but it's a good answer. A few years ago, we hired 4 different individuals. And within a few weeks, I realized that we had hired the wrong people. Now, I think a lot of people have probably experienced this in different areas of their life. But the problem is we didn't part ways. And I think we tried to take a couple of square pegs and squeeze them into round holes. It was then that I learned the importance of hiring the right people. As a result, now we completely do our hiring process a different way. And we utilize 2 or 3 different people in the interview process. My point is that it's impossible to take that square peg and fit it in the round hole. But unfortunately, with these 4 employees, we did. We gave them more time, more weeks, more months. And it was a very painful realization because they didn't fit our mindset. They didn't have the same commitment to our mission. They didn't have the same work ethic, drive, and they weren't committed to our team. And what happened is we held them around a couple weeks, a couple months. At the end of the day, we lost a lot of money and time. And my point is that I'm sure many people have experienced this. So I would recommend for people is when you are going through your hiring process, make sure you don't fail like we did, because it cost us a lot of money and time and effort. So that's kind of our story, but it really did have a positive impact on us moving forward, and it has had a profound impact moving forward. And today we typically would rather make sure that we find that right person. And I'd rather wait those 3 or 4 hours and find out down the road, weeks or months, that we've wasted it all.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. And certainly, I mean, hiring is hard. And I've made that mistake over and over again. And often we rush into hiring someone that isn't quite the right fit, right? And maybe they're not the right cultural fit. But because we need help, we need help on projects, help on sales, whatever it is, we push it forward thinking we can make it work. And in almost every case, Chris, I'm with you. I've learned that if anything, we've just kicked the can, you know, further down the road, and it's a bigger problem to solve, you know, later than for now. And Chris, you host a very successful podcast called No Quit Living. I've had the pleasure of being a guest on your show. It's all about perseverance, not giving up in the face of obstacles. So, you know, with all the guests that you've interviewed, I mean, what are some of the biggest lessons that you've taken away?
Well, first of all, I appreciate that nice comment. It means a lot coming from you. And I have to say that I'm completely humbled. We've had some unbelievable guests, and we've been very fortunate to have them on our show. Because we don't have all day, I'll share a couple of things for you. One gentleman, Daniel Geffen, was a guest on ours last week, and I asked him a very specific question about if he could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be? And he immediately shared the story of his grandfather. He went on to tell me that his grandfather was a Holocaust survivor, and his grandfather witnessed both of his parents being murdered, and he was one of eight, and all seven of his siblings were murdered in front of him, and he was actually shot in his shoulder, just missed his heart, and what he ended up doing was he ended up lying and playing dead in a pile of dead bodies until nightfall, because he knew that if he moved, he would have been murdered. And the one thing Daniel said is that he said throughout his grandfather's entire life, he greeted everybody with a warm smile and a compassionate smile. So it's just one of those things is when he shares that horrific story of something like that, and you talk about the importance of what little things can you do. And one of the things we talk about on our No Quit Living show is you have no idea what somebody is going through.
Right.
And you don't know that one smile or holding the door open for somebody could have a profound impact on their life. Another gentleman I want to share a brief story about, a gentleman by the name of Bill Mitchell. He's a 27-year sobriety. He'd entered over 27 years now, and he talked about paying it forward. And the other thing he talked about is he said something very specific near the end of the show, is the more you give, the more you get back. And that really had a profound impact on me, because I think the more you give, and when you give for all the right reasons with zero expectations, it comes back tenfold. It might not be to you, might be to your spouse, to your children, to a friend, a family member. And then the last story I want to share actually happened yesterday. That was on my show, called me, a very good friend of mine named Craig Oshren. He called me, and he was at a very successful restaurant, and there was a police officer sitting there, and he went over to the counter, paid for his meal, and told the woman behind the counter, and he said to her, I want to also pay for that police officer's meal as well, and just don't tell him it was from me. And the woman said, I'll do you one better. It's on us, and I will tell him it was from you. He called me in the car, and he was ecstatic. And the funny thing was, he said, I felt so good. He said, but the reality is, he said, I didn't pay for that meal, so I still need to pay forward one more time. So the lessons and the impact have been just awesome, not only for me personally, but also for the listeners. And I get emails, text messages, voicemails, just people saying that, you know, this episode had a great impact on me. And that's really the number one objective of our show, similar to yours, is to positively impact other people's lives.
I love that. And, you know, kind of some common threads throughout. And you know, in some cases, not all of us are able to you know, pay for others' meals. I mean, I do that practice myself. I travel quite a bit, and it's not, you know, too uncommon to see uniform military personnel in the airports traveling. And if I see them, you know, in a coffee shop at the Starbucks or having lunch, I always try to, you know, go up and without them knowing who it is, you know, pay for the meal, pick up the tab or whatever that is. But even if you're not in a position to do that, just as you're saying, Chris, I mean, a simple holding the door open for someone or a smile or whatever. And it's really amazing the difference you can make to break someone out of whatever state they're in and to give them that boost. And I'm embarrassed to say that when I was, you know, a younger man, I mean, I would, just because I had my own stress and craziness going on in my life, you know, if someone cut me off in the road, I was the guy that would, you know, give them the middle finger or ride their bumper or scream at the top of my lungs. You know, I would combat rudeness with rudeness. But, you know, I've learned some of the lessons that you're sharing today, that I've now, you know, have sort of this true belief that, look, you know, I don't know what that person is going through. I don't know why they're so angry or self-centered or in a hurry. But I do know that if everything that happened to them in their life from birth to this day happened to me, it's very likely I'd be the one cutting someone off today. You know, so we all, you know, can understand, you know, when we're not at our best, that's other people are maybe not at their best, but you can actually help them and to break their state by, you know, returning just with kindness and love and compassion. And it's taken me too long to learn those lessons. And I'm glad you and your guests are spreading that message.
Better late than never, right?
That's right. That's right. Now, we talk, of course, a lot about leadership on the LeadX show. I always say, you know, I have a very broad definition of leadership because I believe it, you boil it down, it's about influence. And so it has nothing to do with your authority. You know, we all influence those around us. But I'm curious, what are your own personal thoughts on leadership? You know, what does it mean and what are the secrets to it?
I don't know if I could give you any secrets per se. I can definitely share what it means to me, because leadership is very important to me. My personal philosophy when it comes to leadership is really simple. I believe that no matter who you are or where you might be in life, you can always lead. I think a lot of people don't realize that. It could be your spouse, your children, your friends, your company, or as you mentioned in the previous question, it could be the people you encounter every single day. And the one thing that I always think about when it comes to leadership is you do not need a title to be a leader. I think you need to be open and willing to try and help others. So to me, great leadership is all about helping others and truly listening to them. And I think that's what defines a good leader from an okay leader, an average leader, to an excellent leader is do you listen and do you really try to help that person? And again, it's regardless whether you do or don't have a title, is you can lead every single day. The question is, do you have that in you? And I think everybody has leadership in them. It's just the question is, do you really want to go ahead and take that step?
Good reminder about the power of listening. I mean, it really is a superpower. I had a guest I interviewed earlier today, Gary Cohn, and you know, he wrote a whole book about Just Ask Leadership. And he said the master leaders out there, they really never tell people what to do. They don't give those commands. They just ask questions. They practice active listening, and they build the capability. They through questioning, they can build ownership throughout the organization. And it's a lot more about listening and not so much about speaking or telling.
What's the rule? Is the 80-20 rule is you have two ears, two eyes, and one mouth. So, you know, you listen and you see a lot more than you talk.
Love that. Love that. That's a good way to remember it. So, Chris, before we wrap up, I always like to challenge our listeners to become 1% better every single day, just a little bit better. So give us a challenge. What's something we can do today to improve our leadership skills?
That's an awesome question. And I'm going to take a little bit different spin with my answer. And today, I want to challenge all of your listeners to do one thing for someone and expect absolutely nothing in return. Just as we've said before, it could be something simple as holding the door, letting someone cut in front of you in traffic, or maybe even paying for someone's toll or buying a stranger a cup of coffee. That is what we talk about in No Quit Living, defined as leading by example. And if we all do one thing every single day for someone else, we're all going to have a significant positive impact on somebody else.
Chris, thanks for coming on the LeadX show. And please tell our listeners how they can find out more about you and your work.
Awesome. Well, first of all, the pleasure is all mine. And I need to thank you for having me on the show. We would be honored and we'd love for your listeners to check out our website, which is noquitliving.com, or they can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or our YouTube page, all under the No Quit Living tag. And then our podcast, the No Quit Living podcast, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or Google Play.
All right, friends, you've just been mentored by Chris Wirth. Don't forget you can get the links he just mentioned and the notes from this interview over at leadx.org. You can also download my new free ebook, Richard Branson's 7 Secrets to Leadership, at leadx.org/Branson. And if you want to join our private ambassador group on Facebook, and why wouldn't you? We give away tons of free stuff every month and do all kinds of peer support. Just go and leave a short review on iTunes. Let me know. I'm at kevin@leadx.org. That's my email. And then we'll send you an invite into this VIP ambassador program. Until next time, remember, just as Chris and I have been saying, leadership is not a choice because it's not about authority. It's not about a title. It's about influence. You influence people when you speak up and when you take action, but also you influence those around you when you remain silent, when you're a bystander. We are all leaders. So the question is, how will you lead today?